Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. Right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And we are planning on being joined with a guest here. Hopefully, he'll be calling in momentarily. But in the meanwhile, I just want to remind you that you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to listen to past programs and also links to some things that I've written, some articles and some booklets and all that are there, all at livewithpastoral.com. And there's also links there to a number of our social media outlet pages, social media pages, and also a link to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And so invite you to check us out there on livewithpastoral.com. All right, let's go ahead and open our program here this afternoon with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be here today. We just thank you for the medium that we have of the radio to be able to communicate your word, Lord. We just pray that you would also bless the program today. Help us to be a blessing to somebody, an encouragement to somebody, and help us to lift up and glorify Christ in all that we do. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we are not only on today, but we also have a program every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. It's also a live program, and we give more time there for people to call in with questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. With the whole hour there, we have a lot more time to do that. And also, of course, we have our regular services of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And we are going to be meeting tonight at 7 o'clock with our Friday night Bible study. It's an informal Bible study. And you bring the questions, and like we do on the radio on Sunday nights, you bring the questions, and we'll talk about them in light of God's Word. And it's an informal Bible study. And we have refreshments, and we just talk about just about anything and everything. So if you're not doing anything on Friday night, if you're looking for a Bible study, we'd love to have you visit us at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express located at 5173 Brecksville Road. That's in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. In fact, you can see the Turnpike toll booths outside of the meeting room windows. And we also meet in the same location there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express for our Sunday services. And that would be every Sunday we have our morning service at 11 o'clock, our evening service at 6 p.m. And currently on Sunday morning, we're going through the book of 2 Timothy, coming down to the end of 2 Timothy there. And then on Sunday night, going through the book of Proverbs. And it's been an interesting journey going through the book of Proverbs. We're not racing through it. We're spending a little bit of time looking at some of the things that God inspired. Most often case, I believe it is in Proverbs, it's most often Solomon that God had inspired to write these things, and he preserved them for our benefit. And then, of course, our Friday night Bible study, 7 to 9 every Friday night. Bible study is much more informal, and certainly time for you to bring your questions. And again, like I said, we are waiting a guest that's supposed to be calling today. But in the meanwhile, let's take a look at something here in Romans chapter number 13. In Romans chapter number 13, and this is in bearing what we're looking at here, we've got elected officials that have responsibilities. And in the United States, of course, we have the Constitution, which outlines the responsibilities of our elected officials. But in Romans chapter 13, we do have an outline for our the responsibilities of government officials. And there's some restraints upon them. This is not something where they have absolute authority. This is not something where their authority supersedes that of God. And I mentioned that because, unfortunately, there are churches that that teach that you have to obey God's or man's authority even when it conflicts with God's authority. And that's you couldn't be any more wrong if you believe that. There is a hierarchy of authority. And of course, God's authority is the greatest authority. And we look here in Romans chapter 13 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same." Continuing, verse 4, "For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." All right, now I read that lengthy passage there in Romans chapter 13, and this outlines for us some of the responsibilities of government officials. Now, some areas, I know where we're at in Richfield, we have a special election coming up on August the 3rd. It's a special election. We have a vacancy in the 11th Congressional District, and so we have a special election coming up to nominate a candidate for that seat, and it's an important thing for Christians to know that the Bible says that government officials, well, we read it right there, verse number 4, "For he is a minister of God to thee for good." Right there, it's very clear. He says right here in verse 6, "For this cause pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers." And this is a recognition that government officials have a responsibility. But of course, we understand that that responsibility is subservient to that of God's responsibility. I believe our guest has called in, and I want to welcome to the program today. We have Laverne Gore, who is running in a special election on August the 3rd for the nomination, the Republican nomination for Ohio's 11th Congressional District. And Laverne Gore, welcome to the program today.
Hi, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on. While we were waiting, I was just going over a little review of how government officials, the Bible says, are ministers of God, a responsibility that we have not only to pray for government officials, but government officials have a responsibility to recognize that they're serving God in this capacity, and you are endeavoring to get the nomination in the election on August the 3rd for Ohio's 11th Congressional District on the Republican Party ticket, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I'm very privileged and honored to do that. I agree with you, Pastor Al, that, you know, we as Christians have to be very, very aware of what's going on in our government. I can't tell you, you know, many people that I worship with are very concerned about what's going on in our country from just a morality, a moral perspective. And I'm certain there are other people out there who are equally as concerned. I guess one of the things I have to say is the bigger issues for me is that government is put here to serve the people.
Right.
And I don't see a whole lot of that service going on, Pastor Al. I don't know about you. Am I totally off base here?
Well, you know, when you read the Constitution, you know, we're supposed to be a government, I think it was President Lincoln put it, of the people, for the people, by the people.
And
a lot of government officials have I think turned that around. It's of the government, for the government, by the government. They've reversed it, haven't they?
Yes. But you know what, Pastor Al, the thing is, and I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. We need leaders, because I'm seeing it on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I think we have to just be aware that some of the things that are happening, I don't think they've ever happened before. I don't think there's been such an overreach from our elected officials into the lives of the people. I've never seen anything like this before.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I was going to say we've got government, you know, utilizing our intelligence agencies to spy on Americans to see what they're saying, and even urging monitoring of text messages and emails to make sure they're not saying things that the government doesn't like. Now, this is not the United States of America. This is something.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. And nobody, where's the outcry? Where's the outrageousness that goes along with any of this happening to us? We have a government who is, and this is just my opinion, and as a candidate, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to get people not to work.
Right.
You realize that the government is interfering in the process of economic development for our country, because we have, do you know how many help wanted signs you see out there? Small businesses, Pastor Al, are suffering.
Oh, and many places are curtailing their hours and everything. They can't get workers.
Yes. We were out to breakfast the other day, and I'll just share this with your listeners. And they have one whole section of the restaurant is closed because they're saying they don't have the workers.
Right.
When have you ever heard of something like that?
You know, usually it's always been a case where we talk about unemployment statistics because the jobs are not there. But the government literally has become one of the biggest obstacles to the labor market, because they're paying people more to stay at home than employers can afford to pay to get people to work for them. That's a problem.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. You know, in the defense of the people, I can say to you that we should have taken a look at minimum wage before now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have families out here who were being asked to live off minimum wage. So I say we have to take, and I think health care needs to be taken a look at. But for the government to just take over and no discussion, that's where I'm having my biggest problems at. You know, and I go to meetings all over town where you can tell I'm putting up videos. And I hope you go to Laverne Gore for Congress and look at some of the videos. I'm talking to people all over the district. And everybody's having problems right now. Everybody's having problems. It's not just Democrats. It's not Democrats. It's not Republicans. Everybody is having problems in America. And it's the kind of problems that we all thought that we would never be faced with. The fact that the government is becoming a welfare organization. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to make mention, you mentioned your website there, and I'm glad you did. I was going to ask you to say that. But the 11th District, and of course, you know, we're looking at a microcosm of what's happening all over the country, not just here, obviously.
Sure.
But where is the 11th District for our listeners who might not be aware?
The 11th District, and I can tell you about the 11th District only because it's an incredible district.
Mm-hmm.
It has some of the highest poverty and some of the largest wealth. It goes to Akron. It's Cleveland. It's South Euclid. It's Akron Summit County, Fairmont. Mm-hmm. You're in my district.
Right, right. Richfield Township, Richfield Village, where I'm at.
Pepper Pike, Beechwood, Shaker Heights. And then you have the inner city of Cleveland, right, where you have a lot of public housing. So it's kind of like the poorest and the wealthiest all thrown together.
Mm-hmm.
So the two very divergent interest groups are very much, and the populations, we're Jewish, we're Black, we're Asian, we're white, we're everything.
Right.
So it is a microcosm of the country. That's what makes it so unique. But now, Pastor Al, you know about the redistricting that's happening, correct?
Right, and that was a question I was going to get to in a few minutes because this is kind of a unique situation that you're finding yourself in, and maybe we could talk about a little bit why there's going to be an election on August the 3rd in terms of a primary election, and then what might be happening after that, because, of course, we had a census last year, and they say that Ohio is going to be losing a congressional district. So if you could kind of catch us up a little bit of how there happens to be this election.
This is my perception.
Mm-hmm.
We could have had this election earlier, but, you know,
right.
The governor decided that he set the date for the election, being in August. Now, what's so very interesting about this election is it's a special election. You know that Marcia Fudge, who was the former congresswoman, is now the secretary of HUD.
Right.
And so once she got appointed, the governor came in and, you know, we could have had the election could have been sooner, but he decided to hold it off. But it made it very interesting because the Cleveland's mayor's race is coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of municipal races, and their primary is in August. The start of their early voting is in August, and our primary is the day that their early voting starts, which is very interesting.
Yes.
So it's a very interesting, but then we have the census. I know this is so complicated because I didn't understand it, and I'm going to try to do the best job that I can. The census decided that we lose a district, right?
Right.
So all the borders are going to be redrawn. And I don't want anybody to get upset because we may not have a minority-majority district anymore. And that's not a bad thing, but I'm going to tell you why it's not a bad thing. Because the only way we would have been able to keep a minority-majority district was to have all of the Black African-Americans stay in one spot. Because of redlining and things that inhibited them from moving, I'm African American, you know that, from moving in other areas, don't exist anymore. They move out to Mentor, they move to Twinsburg, they move to Concord. African Americans are not, and they're not limited to where they can live anymore. When the case was that because of redlining, back when this whole district was created, right?
Right.
They've moved. So the census showed, so that's a plus for America if you really look at it properly.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? Everybody's moving wherever they want to move. So the numbers of African Americans who stayed within a specific district don't hold up to say there's the need for us to consider them special. We went all the way to Akron to make this district happen. So we crossed cities to make this happen. So now I think that it's an applause for America that African Americans can go and live where they want, as produced and shown by the census.
Mm-hmm.
But because they did leave and they did move, right, we don't have enough people of a specific race to qualify or to say that there's discriminatory practices. I think God just said we can live wherever we want to live and we can be together.
Well, amen to that.
We're learning to get along.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good because we're going to be in heaven together, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it's good when people say, oh, we have to have a minority-majority district. Well, you would have had to force all of the African-Americans not to move.
Mm-hmm.
It was choice. Pastor Al.
Yes.
And I think it's beautiful that people can go and be wherever they want to.
Absolutely.
I think it's incredible.
God is so good.
He is.
I think this is positive news that people, with all the things that we see and all the tension that we see on the national scene, that's a good positive news. Thank you for mentioning that, because I didn't realize it to the extent of what you just explained. Got about 5 minutes left in
the census said African Americans aren't all together anymore. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Where we moved to Atlanta, we moved to Tennessee, we moved to North Carolina. The census told us all this. But, you know, I want to say something, Pastor. This whole race issue that we're going through as a nation, right? You do know we're a young country. We're the youngest country out here. You know, we're at a point that we're learning. We made mistakes in the past. We've made mistakes on both sides.
Yes.
Of the aisle, on both sides of the race spectrum. We've made mistakes, but I don't think that we need to destroy a country in order to correct it. And I think if you look at what's going on, I believe our leadership has polarized us to the point that nobody wants to come together anymore. And I think that's the leadership saying that, but I don't think that's the people. I go out every day, and I'm meeting new people and talking to them. Everybody's tired. They want us to come to. This is the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely.
I've traveled the whole world. And this is the greatest country, and we have to get along. We will. There's good out here. But I think the leadership that we have in tow now to promote their own agenda are really, really attempting to keep our nation divided. And they're using race as an issue.
Well, I was going to say, we've always had that divide and conquer has been something that has been with us since people have been around. You know, it's a common thing. But, you know, I was going to say, the census data, one of the positive things that I'm taking from that is to show that all of this artificial division that people are trying to create, the populace, the general population is reacting in a positive way, saying, oh, we're all human beings. We're all together in this, and we can live together.
Exactly.
And despite...
But have you noticed, Pastor Al, nobody's talking about the census?
No, because it doesn't promote division, does it?
It doesn't hold up to what the narrative is.
Yeah. Hey, we've got just a few minutes left here, and give your website again, if you would, please. And,
okay, I was getting ready to say, Pastor Al, I've got some clients here waiting.
Yes.
It's Laverne Gore for Congress, number 4 for Congress. And I think it's www.org.com. I would love, and we are on Facebook as well. We've got a team of people that are running great. Go look at some of our videos. We invite you to come. We invite you to ask for yard signs. We invite you, and especially on your area, it would be great to have yard signs out there if you could promote that. We've got yard signs. We've got a limited amount of T-shirts. We've got door hangers. Anybody wants to volunteer to help us? And I'd really appreciate it.
And
I have to run.
All right. I want to thank you
so much for having me on.
Yes, I want to thank you for it. I hope people will be praying for your candidacy. And we're trusting that you will be victorious on August the 3rd. Thank you so much, Laverne. I appreciate
it. Bye now.
All right. God bless. Thank you. And again, we're glad to have had Laverne Gore able to call in with us. And again, I had her on partly because, well, I'm in her district, but also the Ohio's 11th Congressional District is pretty much within the range, the bulk of the area of AM 1220's broadcast area. And so many of the people in the area, you may be looking at this as the election. Early voting has already started for this August 3rd election, and Laverne Gore is running on the Republican side. I believe this is since it's a primary nomination, I've not seen anybody contending with her. And then, of course, this will put her in the running against whoever the Democrat nominee is. But as I said, remember, when you are casting a vote, whether it's in the August the 3rd special election, or in the November general election, or next spring in the primaries, remember to pray about your vote. Pray about the person that you're electing. They're ministers of God, and they're supposed to do good. Thanks for listening to us today. Join us next time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.